kissing spine in horses, causes, symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. Kissing spine is a skeletal abnormality in horses in which bony growths on the vertebrae of the spine touch or kiss. These bony outgrowths are called dorsal spinous processes. This condition is caused by multiple factors, including conformation issues, genetic predispositions, poor posture, improper conditioning, and training under saddle at a very young age. Horses with kissing spine do not always develop symptoms, but many horses with this condition experience back pain. Afflicted horses may exhibit extreme back tightness, bucking, pain on palpation, and an inability to stretch and raise the back while under saddle. Most horse owners dread having their horse diagnosed with kissing spine. For a long time, it was thought that horses with symptomatic kissing spine could no longer be ridden and had to be retired. However, surgical advances and modern rehabilitation techniques give new hope to owners of horses with kissing spine. There are many therapies available to keep your horse comfortable and to reestablish mobility. Have your veterinarian examine your horse if you think they are experiencing back pain. If left untreated, horses with kissing spine can act out under saddle, putting themselves and their riders at risk. Kissing spine, an emerging concern. Kissing spine is sometimes referred to as dorsal spinous process impingement syndrome. Kissing spine commonly affects multiple vertebrae of the lumbar spine, the area of the spine distal to the ribs. However, it can occur along the entire length of a horse's back. This condition is diagnosed by a veterinarian upon radiographic detection of overriding dorsal spinous processes, or ORDSP. Kissing spine diagnosis has increased significantly in recent years due to the increased use of X-rays. Your veterinarian will perform X-rays along the spine to determine whether the vertebrae in the spine are too close or touching. When examining an X-ray of the back, veterinarians look for reductions in the space between dorsal spinous processes and changes to the bony areas. Your vet may also suggest a bone scan, scintigraphy, which involves injecting your horse with a radioisotope. A bone scan camera is positioned over your horse's back to detect hot spots, areas where radiation is absorbed into the bone. These hot spots indicate areas of inflammation and likely pain. Back pain in horses. Kissing spine does not always cause pain. In fact, some cases of kissing spine are found accidentally while investigating other issues in asymptomatic horses. However, when kissing spine does cause pain, it can be quite severe. Horses with this condition can experience pain for the following reasons. The bony dorsal spinous processes grinding against each other. Pinching of the ligaments between the processes. Reduction of range of motion and resulting muscle stiffness. Impingement of the nerves exiting the spinal cord. Causes of kissing spine. Although research is ongoing, scientists have determined that kissing spine is a result of multiple factors. Predispositioned breeds. Research has indicated that warmbloods, thoroughbreds, and quarter horses are more likely to develop kissing spine than other breeds. This may be a consequence of genetic factors, as many horses of these breeds trace back to the same sires. It may also be because these breeds tend to be ridden at younger ages than other breeds. Conformation. Horses with shorter than average backs are more likely to develop kissing spine. These horses have the same number of vertebrae in a smaller area, resulting in decreased space between the vertebrae. Genetic component. Researchers have identified a strong genetic link to kissing spine. Although the full study has not yet been published, Adelon Diagnostics indicates that horses born from parents with kissing spine are more likely to develop the condition later in life. Improper conditioning. Horses that are ridden with a high head and hollow back or trained under saddle too young are more likely to develop kissing spine. If a horse's top line and back are weak and unable to carry a rider properly, the dorsal spinous processes are not able to lift and spread. This can continue until the bone rubs together or fuse, resulting in extreme pain. Negative plantar angle. Negative plantar angle refers to a collapsing of the hind heels or tipping up of the coffin bone. The toe of the coffin bone is slightly higher than the heel, resulting in uneven pressure on the hoof wall and sole. When the coffin bone rotates upward, the horse must move its hind limbs in a way that stiffens the back in a hollow posture. Consistent movement in this posture will bring the dorsal spinous processes closer together, resulting in kissing spine. Accompanying conditions. Horses with kissing spine often have hock and sacroiliac arthritis. When horses move incorrectly in their back, they will often move incorrectly in their hind end as well. A horse with diagnosed kissing spine should also have sacroiliac and hock x-rays to determine if treatment for arthritis in these areas is warranted. Signs and symptoms. Although kissing spine is not always symptomatic, horses who do experience pain can display a wide variety of signs, such as bucking under saddle, reluctance to stretch the neck and round the back, hind end lameness, discomfort when saddling or doing up the girth, weight loss, cross cantering or difficulty maintaining a canter, pain when palpating or brushing the back, general irritability when moving. Because these symptoms are also associated with other conditions, it is important to discuss diagnosis with your veterinarian to rule out other health problems, including EPM, wobblers, hindgut ulcers, Lyme disease, West Nile virus, ovarian cysts. Treatment. In the past, a diagnosis of kissing spine would be a career ender for performance horses. Fortunately, there have been significant improvements in surgical, pharmaceutical, and rehabilitative interventions that give hope to many kissing spine horse owners. The prognosis for horses with this condition is much better today. The majority of horses with kissing spine can return to work after following a veterinarian-recommended treatment plan. Treatments in use today include surgery, joint injections, and non-invasive rehabilitation. Interspinous ligament desmotomy. Pioneered by Dr. Richard Coomer in 2009, the interspinous ligament desmotomy, or ISLD, is colloquially referred to as the ligament snip. This procedure aims to cut the ligament between the spinous processes of the affected vertebrae, removing the source of pain and reestablishing mobility. While your horse is understanding sedation, the surgeon will make small incisions above the area of kissing spine. The surgeon uses a very small chisel to divide the interspinous ligament in half. Following ISLD, your horse will be on stall rest and a rehabilitation protocol as directed by your veterinarian. This surgery comes with minimal complications and a high long-term success rate of 90%. However, it does have its limitations. Horses with widespread areas or extremely close spinous processes are not good candidates for ISLD. ISLD does not cure kissing spine, but it does minimize symptoms and allow the back to move comfortably during rehabilitation. If not rehabbed properly, some horses experience reoccurrence of kissing spine or develop kissing spine in other areas. Cranial wedge ostectomy. The standing wedge ostectomy, or bone shave, is a much more invasive procedure, but it removes the kissing spines completely. This surgery can be performed with your horse standing or laying on its side. The surgeon will make a large incision down the length of your horse's back over the areas affected by kissing spine. The surgeon will then cut through the supraspinous ligament, which is the large band of fibrous tissue that runs along the top of the spinous processes. Using a bone saw, the surgeon will then remove small sections of the overlapping spinal processes, curing the kissing spine. With the supraspinous ligament reattached, your horse is now ready for stall rest and rehab. This surgery has an increased risk of infection and complications. After the surgery, remaining parts of the spinous processes can become sharp and irritated. Without proper rehab protocols, kissing spine can recur in other areas of your horse's back. Joint injections. Similar to joint injections used to treat issues in the lower hock joints, injections between the spinous processes can temporarily improve comfort and mobility. Your horse is sedated and a needle is inserted into the spaces between the kissing processes to administer corticosteroid medications. These drugs have an anti-inflammatory effect that reduces pain and stiffness between the joints, allowing you to exercise your horse and help them build top line. Your horse may not be a good candidate for joint injections if the spinous processes are too close together or are fused. Joint injections are temporary. Your horse may need repeated injections in order to remain pain-free. Mesotherapy. Joint injections are often accompanied by mesotherapy and Robaxin. When performing mesotherapy, a veterinarian uses very small needles in multiple locations to inject medication into the mesoderm, the deep layers of the skin. The medication is a solution consisting of anesthetic carbocaine, corticosteroids predforte, or dexamethasone SP and sterile water. This solution numbs the pain sensors in the back and will relieve some symptoms of kissing spine. Robaxin, methocarbinol, is a muscle relaxant that is given to ease tension in your horse's back muscles. All of these treatments must be combined with conditioning to produce a positive long-term result. Non-invasive techniques. If your horse is not a candidate for the invasive therapies listed above, there are non-invasive treatments that can prove very successful. Non-invasive approaches to rehabilitation involve conditioning exercises that strengthen the abdominal muscles and top line, anti-inflammatory medication such as Equiox, corrective farriery, shockwave therapy, chiropractic care, diets that are low in sugar and starch to limit inflammation. Any treatment plan for kissing spine must include conditioning to strengthen the top line and abdominal muscles. If your horse has a weak top line, the spine will collapse on itself, bringing the spinous processes closer together. Summary. If you suspect that your horse has back pain or kissing spine, consult with your veterinarian to obtain an accurate diagnosis. Your veterinarian will tell you how advanced your horse's kissing spine is and what treatment options are available. You may also want to consult with a rehabilitation specialist with experience treating horses with kissing spine about non-invasive therapies to support recovery. You can also submit your horse's diet online, and our nutritionist will help you design a feeding plan to reduce inflammation and support the development of top-line muscles.